Over a year and a half ago, he added another tool to keep him HIV negative, a daily pill called Truvada for PrEP.
It's something that we can use to combat the infection and hopefully decrease infection rates.
Derek started Truvada for PrEP as part of a clinical trial. Today, the FDA gave the drug its official stamp of approval.
Today was a watershed moment in our response to HIV in the United States.
James Lotica of the San Francisco AIDS Foundation thinks the FDA's approval of the first drug to prevent HIV and AIDS will lead to more testing and access to HIV prevention.
Truvada for PrEP is not going to end HIV by itself, but we can't end HIV without it. And when we combine Truvada for PrEP with all the other prevention technologies that are already available, we believe we're on the verge of taking a significant step forward to this vision of an AIDS-free generation.
It's not for everybody. The drug is only recommended to people who are confirmed to be HIV negative and are considered part of a high-risk group, and is meant to be used with other preventative measures. According to the San Francisco AIDS Foundation, nearly a quarter of gay men in San Francisco are HIV positive. For Derek, Truvada is more than just peace of mind.
The more tools that we have for prevention for HIV, the better. And this is a step in the right direction, I think.
Now, the FDA's approval of Truvada for PrEP is just the beginning for getting this drug out to the people who need it the most. Right now, a year's supply of the drug costs between $14,000 and $16,000 a year. That's over $1,000 a month. Dana?